Ephesians 1, 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, who are also believers in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul begins this letter by saying that he's an apostle of Christ Jesus. He names himself as the sole author of this letter, which is also true of his letters to the Romans and Galatians. But it's somewhat surprising that Timothy did not participate with him in the writing of this letter, especially since Timothy is named as a co-writer of the other so-called prison epistles, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians. So despite the salutation of the letter, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, the authorship of Ephesians has been one of the most hotly debated issues in the critical scholarship of this letter. Rather than just assume this for a moment, I will rather provide a few comments on why I'm persuaded of the Pauline authorship of Ephesians. This is an issue I've not taken lightly in all the years I've spent researching and writing on this letter. Let me just give a few thoughts as to why I think Paul truly is the author of the letter, consistent with how the letter begins. Well, first of all, I would say it's not an anonymous letter. Paul is claiming to be the author of the letter. This sets it apart from a book like Hebrews, where there's no author mentioned. There is an author mentioned for Ephesians. A second reason would be the autobiographical information that's given in this letter. A variety of places throughout Ephesians, Paul speaks inwardly about himself and about his circumstances and about the situation that he's confronting. Notably, in chapter 3, he spends a long time in 3:1-13 describing his role as apostle to the Gentiles and how God has revealed the mystery to him. This autobiographical information makes it a much more difficult thing to understand if it's pseudepigraphical and is not from Paul himself. And it would be really strange at the end of Ephesians when Paul says, "Pray for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me to make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I ought to." Understanding this and explaining this as a pseudepigraphical author would be very difficult to do under those kinds of circumstances. Thirdly, Paul is attested as the author of the letter to Ephesians very early, very frequently, and all around the Mediterranean world. We can give numerous instances from the church fathers of this recognition that Paul was the author of the letter. And surprisingly, even the Gnostics recognize Paul as the writer of the letter. There are two different Gnostic documents that date very early that quote Ephesians and speak of the great apostle who wrote the letter. Fourth, the theological emphases are appropriate to the life setting of the letter. There's two theological themes in particular that critical scholars have pointed to as, they believe, inconsistent with Paul. One is the exalted view of Christ that they sometimes refer to as the cosmic Christology. But there's a reason for that emphasis in the letter, and it has to do with the set.